What comes to your mind when you think of clay? Is it pottery? Face masks? Are you unsure of what clay is? Clay is very finely grained soil or rock and has been used historically for items such as bricks and ceramics, but today we will be discussing a use for clay that might be different from what you would expect. What if I told you that clay can be used to cure bacterial infections? Would you be surprised? Researchers at the University of British Columbia have been experimenting with a substance called kissimmee clay and have found that the clay has antibacterial properties. It is believed to have been formed by a volcanic explosion at the end of the Ice Age. This clay deposit can be found in northern British Columbia and was discovered by the Heiltsuk people, who have been using the clay for centuries as a medicine. We met with Dr. Julian Davies, the lead researcher at UBC, to find out more. First, we asked Dr. Davies to tell us about how he became involved with kissimmee clay research.
It was about 2-3 years ago when I was visited by two gentlemen who had a company called the Kissimmee Clay Company, and they had the rights to the kissimmee clay, which is in northern British Columbia, that was given to them by the First Nations people. And they were doing experiments on, at that time, mostly cosmetic aspects. They said they wanted to see if we could find any evidence that kissimmee clay really is a useful therapeutic agent.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so they gave us some clay, and we started doing work in the lab, just very simple experiments and asking the question, do suspensions of kissimmee clay, do they inhibit the growth of bacteria?
Oh, okay.
And we were surprised to find that they did.
Dr. Davies and his team tested the effect of the kissimmee clay leachate on escape pathogens, which are the bacteria responsible for causing the highest number of infections in hospitals around the world. We asked him to explain the effects of the leachate on these bacteria.
We found that most bacterial infections in hospitals could be treated with kissimmee clay leachate. Kissimmee clay, or the leachate from kissimmee clay, is a very potent antimicrobial agent, and it kills all of the escape pathogens. And in fact, we don't know any organism that is not either killed or inhibited in growth by leachates.
We were curious to find out if the mechanism of how the kissimmee clay kills bacteria is known, so we asked Dr. Davies to elaborate.
I don't know.
Okay.
But I'll tell you one of the reasons why I don't know. We tried to analyze the clay, and first of all, we were able to show that there are at least 10,000 bacteria in the clay.
Oh, wow.
Right? So we don't know what that these bacteria do.
Okay.
And whether but some of them are actinobacteria, and they may be making compounds which are responsible for the activity of the clay.
Okay.
We have no idea.
Despite the fact that researchers are still unsure of how kissimmee clay works, they know that it is effective. Dr. Davies believes that kissimmee clay is a more effective treatment than the antibiotics we currently have, and here he explains why.
Right now, the situation in hospitals worldwide is that it's very, very difficult to find a hospital where there are no antibiotic-resistant bacteria. We have not been able to find any bacteria that are resistant to kissimmee clay leachate.
In summary, Dr. Davies and his team have proven that kissimmee clay can kill every pathogen it has been tested with so far, as well as demonstrated that this substance does not face the challenge of bacterial resistance in the way that current antibiotics do. This is a very important discovery, as it could provide a means to save millions of lives worldwide.